Now here is Phil with some news stories from across Norfolk.
We're going out and about to hear about the impact of climate change and various animal stories. There were two stories this week about the impact of erosion on owners of clifftop properties. There have been calls for action to preserve Broads wildlife, and there's news of a retiring alpaca, snails looking for a home, and a misunderstanding about bats. Alison will introduce the first story from the Norfolk clifftops.
A man who lost his Norfolk house to the sea will appear in court this summer, where he is suing the government for failing to protect him from climate change. Kevin Jordan claims he's been made a climate refugee after losing his property at Hemsby to coastal erosion. He is one of two men to have filed a joint legal challenge accusing the state of breaching their human rights and of not doing enough to protect them. A judge at the High Court has now agreed to hear the case, and a two-day session has been scheduled for June. Mr. Jordan said his case had been boosted this week by a European court ruling which found the Swiss government had violated the human rights of a group of around 2,500 elderly women by not acting on climate change.
A former soldier who twice beat the odds in moving his beachfront home from a crumbling clifftop is considering an army-like operation in moving his property a third time. When Lance Martin moved into his Hemsby Marham's home, called June Fall in 2017, he believed he had found his dream home. However, following 2018's devastating beast from the east, which ate away at the village's dunes and led to the demolition of seven homes, the future of Mr. Martin's chalet was in doubt. He endeavoured to move his property away from the crumbling edge and resumed his twilight years peacefully until last March. After further erosion led to the eviction and ultimate demolition of six homes on the Marham's north side, Mr. Martin's set to moving his home once again or face the same fate. Over the past year, Mr. Martin has been repairing his clifftop home, which has warped during the relocation. Also during this time, his neighbourhood faced more destruction, and in December, the collapse of the Marham's access road led to further demolition of five. Now, the retired veteran is considering one final move to ensure his future at his dream home. But the nearby road collapse has left his home virtually inaccessible. "I'm thinking of an airlift," Mr. Martin said. "It's a military-grade operation. It seems crazy, but it can be done."
Campaigners are calling for more action to help wildlife in the Broads following a new health check of the wetlands. A quarter of Britain's threatened species can be found in Norfolk's waterways, making it the most biodiverse wetland in the country. But a report by the Campaign for National Parks has shown that the condition of some of the habitats they live in are in decline, and just 7% of the rivers and lakes that make up the Broads are categorised as good. Some species are falling in numbers or are on the brink of extinction due to increased salination caused by tidal flooding, pollution of the waterways and habitat loss. Since 2000, the number of species recorded has dropped to just 6,760 compared to 10,186 since records began, according to NBN Atlas, a biodiversity research project. Broads Society Chair Mark Collins has called for more cooperation to improve nature's chances. He said some groups are suspicious of environmental interests in the Broads, but in reality, sailors, birdwatchers, ramblers and anglers all want the Broads to be a haven for wildlife. To achieve full economic and environmental health, we need cooperation and open communication between all the stakeholders.
An alpaca who has brought joy to hundreds of people on treks in Norfolk has retired. Carlos the alpaca, believed to be around 17 years old, has been leading his pack on walks for the last 5 years. Tom Boggan, owner of Wyndham Alpacas, first acquired Carlos and two other alpacas as pets 5 years ago from a farmer who was looking to downsize. Mr. Boggan then started his alpaca trekking business in 2019 as the activity became popular around the country. The firm now has 11 alpacas and 3 llamas and has just reopened for the season following a winter break due to the wet weather. He recently made the decision to retire Carlos from trekking after he began to show signs of ageing, and the alpaca recently started a trial of pain medication for suspected arthritis in his neck. Mr. Boggan said, "Although it's a business, they are my pets first and foremost."
The RSPCA is searching for diligent owners who can provide new homes for 10 giant African land snails. The snails arrived at the charity's Mid Norfolk and North Suffolk branch as part of a group of 20 from an owner who had become overwhelmed by their growing numbers. Being hermaphrodites, the snails have both male and female reproductive organs and multiply extremely quickly, and even single snails kept on their own are capable of laying eggs. The branch is looking for owners who can be rigorous about sweeping enclosures for eggs. Chloe Shorten, head of animal welfare at the branch, said, "They're not your average pet, but they can make fantastic, fascinating companions. Sadly, we have had these for a year and a half now, and we'd love for them to go to new homes. Giant African land snails can grow shell sizes of up to 18 centimetres by 9 centimetres, making them the largest known land snail species."
The controversial bat bridges on the A11 have come under fire from Liz Truss in her new book. But the former Prime Minister appears to have misunderstood their purpose. The South West Norfolk MP fires broadsides at many institutions in her newly released memoir, 10 Years to Save the West, chronicling her brief Downing Street tenure. But along with criticising the Treasury and the Bank of England over their actions during her ill-fated 49 days as Prime Minister, during which she unveiled a tax-cutting policy agenda which tanked the pound, she finds room to slam 6 bat bridges installed when the A11 was duelled. Those £350,000 bridges, made of wire mesh strung high over the carriageway between the two poles, were intended to replace removed hedgerows and trees. The idea was bats could use them as a reference point for sonar, so they could avoid the road while flying. But Ms. Truss appears to believe the bats were supposed to climb over the bridges. Whilst Ms. Truss may have misunderstood how the bridges were supposed to work, research has shown they are not fulfilling their intended purpose. A study by the University of Leeds revealed most bats used the bridges at unsafe heights. Gareth Dalgleish, Director of Nature Recovery at Norfolk Wildlife Trust, said Ms. Truss was wrong to pin the blame on the environmental juggernaut, adding that organisations warned there was a lack of evidence the bridges would work.